£15 million development, 18,000-seater stadium, as part of a wider sports strategy that will see new stadia at Casement Park for the GAA and at Windsor Park for Northern Ireland football. And I think that demonstrates both a big commitment from government on one hand, a big commitment to sport on the other, and to advertise that Northern Ireland is on the up.
It certainly sounds like as if it's going to be a major complex and something that we can be very proud of. Have we had any complaints of any significance locally? Because parking seems to be an issue.
Well, of course there's been issues, concerns and complaints. Indeed, privately last week I went and met with local residents in their homes, in and around the existing ground, in order to get a sense of where they thought things were now, about what they thought of how Ulster Rugby were communicating with them in terms of their plans, in terms of any potential demolition and new build, and in terms of the future management of games. And because of that, I did have a further meeting then with Ulster Rugby last Thursday, where I made it very clear that in the event that a favourable decision was forthcoming, and that's what's going to be announced shortly, I would look to Ulster Rugby to build deeper relationships with the local community, and that I would be monitoring that situation. But that is a consequence of the decision that I've made. This is the right decision, taking everything into account. It is important to make a statement about Ulster Rugby and sports in the north going forward, given the success of the last couple of weeks in particular by the Ulster Rugby team, and given the profile that sport has, and so on and so forth. And in particular, a capital project of £15 million in these times, with more capital projects to come in terms of GAA and soccer, is very important for the wider economic benefit of the North. And for all those reasons, it ticked all the boxes, and that I concurred with the advice that I was given, because ultimately I, as DOE Minister, Planning Minister, made the decisions in respect of significant planning applications, and Ulster Rugby at Ravenhill is one of those.
For any venue like this to be a success, the people who are running it need to get as good a turnout of it as they can. Friday night rugby is one thing, but you need to be using it during the course of the week, and you need to be using it in the summertime, and you need to, I suppose, maximise its appeal. And one of these events that the locals would worry about would be the pop concerts and the rockers and whoever coming. If you begin to go down that line, especially maybe with younger bands and young people trekking up and down, which is really suburbia and palatial suburbia in many ways, the value of property will go down.
Well, the first thing is that the main business of Ulster Rugby is rugby, and that the overwhelming use of the ground is going to be for rugby games, not just at a regional and provincial level, but also at a schools and junior level. So let's get a sense of balance. Rugby is going to be the primary purpose, and it is the management of rugby games, especially the big games, which are becoming even bigger games, that is going to be, on one hand, the bread and butter of Ulster Rugby, but also be the testing ground for Ulster Rugby's relationship with the local community and addressing the issues and needs of the local community. And if sometime in the future there's some wider use sought, then that'll be looked at. But I'm making a judgment based upon Ulster Rugby and rugby needs and how they will relate to the local community. And that's why I had the conversation. I think relationships are much better than they were. I think the management of games is better than it was. I think that residents know that in the round this is the right decision. In talking to people, whilst they might not have supported it, they realise why it might happen. Now that a decision is about to be taken, about to be announced, I think it's very important that we build upon the better relationships. And as demolition happens, because these are very difficult issues, there are going to be issues about noise, nuisance, lorry movements, about demolition, about the impact by nuisance, dust, noise and earth movements on neighbouring properties. And similarly, in the event of a new build, with the piling. So these are very important technical engineering issues, but they affect the quality of life and people's homes, and that's where Ulster Rugby, I believe, will have to demonstrate even more commitment to proper communication relationship with the local community. I think that they will, and I hope residents get reassurance from me in saying that.
Because we are, as I said at the very beginning of the interview, at a very good place as far as rugby is concerned.
Yes, you know, I think that whilst the timing is coincidental, the success of the Ulster team, in particular the match against Leicester, where I think they sent out a message to all the other rugby clubs that they were on the up and they would be hard to stop. And whilst Munster will be a great game, an Ulster-Leinster final will be an even greater one.